Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy.
Listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Truth. I'm sure there was the latest study on cell phones, how it causes cancer.
Here. Emil, of course, has a background. He was a dentist. He's an electrical engineer. He's the top expert, I consider, on electrical pollution, and has his company, Less EMF, the best technology for not only measuring radiation from radiation sources, from measuring ultraviolet light, and the more higher energy ultraviolet light that's dangerous, electropollution, electrosmog, and, of course, the type of switching mode power supply polarizing energies from electrical pollution like smart meters, Wi-Fi networks, and cell phones. And now they've proven, and this is no longer conjecture, so the morons out there that think they know more than people like Emil de Toffel and other experts from the Swedish Institute, the Karolinska Institute in Sweden that have been working on this for 45 years, you morons out there, we challenge you. We got the proof now that polarizing pulsed energetic fields change the cell membranes. You can see neural pores close. You see ion channels close. You can see oxidative stress and even destroyed cell membranes. You can see organelles disrupted on electron microscopy. This is not a thermal effect. It's a non-thermal effect that epigenetically screws up the normal dance of biophotons that switch the conformation of proteins to even regulate your DNA. So it's over. This is no longer open to anybody's damned opinion anymore. Electropollution is dangerous for life forms, including human beings and bees. And, of course, Einstein made the statement, if the bees go, we've got 4 years. So, Emil, tell us about their latest technology to not only measure the danger, like when we had the power supplies put on my home, which is about 10 feet from where my studio is, the smart meter. And by the way, these cause fires. In Saskatchewan, they're outlawed because they cause fires in homes and businesses. I got such bad insomnia, and I'm a high-energy guy anyway. I mean, I have more energy than a dozen people. But when that hit me, I would get a maximum of 45 minutes of sleep at a time. That's it, 45, not 4 hours, 45 minutes. And I went searching around and said, "What? Oh, these guys stuck it on the hose." I didn't know what smart meters were at the time. My research said, this is probably not good. So then when I got in contact with you and you got me one of these German devices for measuring the smart meter radiation and how many times per minute these things were spiking spikes of radiation up to 2,000 microwatts per square meter, I freaked out. I realize these things are dangerous, and it's not just here. They're pouring that radiation down the power lines into everybody's home, even into their water lines. People don't realize that electropollution goes down into the ground, and it goes into the ground and can go through ground that contains iron oxides and underground water. It can get into your pipes, into your home. I mean, people just do not grasp that we are getting literally fried and our epigenetics is scrambled by these switching mode power supplies and polarizing new energetic fields. So, Emil, tell us what you can do to protect people and measure it.
Sure, I'd be happy to. It was, I think, 2 weeks ago now that I was in Chicago. I was invited to speak at the National Autism Conference there because of the connections that are being made between the impact of wireless radiation and autism, both prenatally and on the children who are afflicted with this. And a couple of interesting things came out of it. In the hallway of the, it was held in a hotel, of course, and in the hallway where the exhibitors were, there was a roasting 4,000 millivolts per meter of background microwave radiation from their Wi-Fi and their PA systems and their cell phones and so on.
Wow. And, you found this look as you walked down the hall, and here's a conference talking about this, and they're actually frying everybody.
They were frying everybody. Of course, you know, the recommended level is 600 or below, and here they had 4,000.
Wow.
It was incredible. The other thing that came of it is that I had a chance to speak with Dr. Martin Paul in depth. This is the researcher who's been doing the work on the calcium channel effect of microwave radiation. And it was just very eye-opening. The intricacy and the delicacy of the mechanism of the cell wall and how easy it is to disrupt the very delicate mechanisms that regulate it. Microwave radiation, of course, being one of them. You just start jiggling some of the components, whether it's the water in the vicinity or the lipid molecules, and all of a sudden now the cell can't regulate what it lets in and what it lets out, and all kinds of mayhem ensues.
Right.
So it was very eye-opening. The third thing that happened was that many of the parents, of course, parents were there seeking solutions for their autistic children, right? And many of the parents came over to me after the lecture and were telling me how they were able to either heal or greatly improve their child's symptoms by doing one simple thing, and that is either eliminating the Wi-Fi from the home altogether or at the very least turning it off at night,
right,
so that there was no microwave radiation in the house, and the child and the entire family, in fact, were able to sleep and rest and recover. And they noticed a significant improvement. So it's coming to be known that autism is not a condition, and it's certainly not necessarily a life sentence, but rather it's a state, and it's a state that's impacted by a multitude of environmental burdens, microwave radiation being certainly one of them.
Right.
So the importance, I can't stress the importance of detecting and reducing the microwave exposure in your environment.
Right. We have the sensorizers, of course, that you can plug in. You also can turn off you have these timers that can turn off your Wi-Fi at night. I think it's
absolutely important. It's easy to do. Right.
Yeah. And also Wi-Fi. The smart meters, by the way. These smart meters are dangerous, and every so many dozen homes has one of these smart meter collectors, because the data is what's called swarmed. It doesn't go directly between your smart meter and some kind of tower. It goes to the next home or hundreds of homes, and it's collecting the data. So that's why, instead of, you know, they'll say, well, it only hits three or four times a day. That's a pile of garbage. And when I've challenged people, I've had the note here from the, you know, San Diego Gas and Electric. I said, do you know how many times this thing hits? Oh, four times a day. I said, you know, you're a lying piece of garbage. I said, this meter, and I'm going to show you right now, pointing it toward somebody's smart meter, and we had an 14 acres home, or eight homes in this gated community. I said, I'll point it 400 yards away to this person's home, and with this antenna system from Germany, and you'll see it hits every 4 to 7 seconds, not 4 to 7 hours. Okay, you're a liar. Okay, and well, you're just going to. They said, well, you're just going to delay the implementation of your smart meter. I said, do you understand? I said, you missed that lesson in grade three, the word never. Do you understand never? If you come up here and try to change my smart meter without my permission, don't be surprised if I come out armed and dangerous. Mm-hmm. Well, don't threaten us. I said, it's not a threat. It's a reality. Mm-hmm. I said, and I'm going to tell your lawyers, too, I'm threatening them. You need to understand this, people out there. They're frying us, and they damn well know it. To give an example, I took care of people at the Pratt & Whitney General Cars Parts Plant, and we had a directed energy weapon facility in the back of the plant, and they had an accident and lost 100,000 gallons of hydrofluoric acid because the thing misfired. And it was a collimated terahertz wave machine that actually created a collimated beam that would turn on the peroxisomes and lysosomes to cause your cells to auto-digest themselves. And that beam can go 5 to 6 miles right to the side of a building or cave, and if it hit you, you start getting nauseated, you get very dizzy, vomit your guts up, and eventually you start bleeding from every orifice and your tissues liquefy as you digest yourself. Now, people say, oh, no, Dr. Deagle, they haven't. Listen, they put them on the Abrams tank and the A-10 tank killer. I had presidential level, above top secret security clearance, so I worked taking the care of the guys that are actually implementing these technologies, so it's not open to anybody's damned opinion. And I can give you the biophysics of it, too, because you see, I have a background in nuclear and quantum physics. I know exactly how these things affect biological systems. I presented a paper 34 years ago on what's called phonon maser biophysics to a panel of biophysicists at the University of Calgary. And I built with machines I got from Europe. I built the first only patented morphogenic field machine in the world called the Dynatens. I didn't manufacture it because I didn't want people to steal my idea or turn it into a damned weapon. Which, of course, these idiots have done that. Now, they weaponized the entire power grid. And they're also dumping dirty electricity in the ground. 70-80% of the electricity is not returning to the power station. It's literally creating electronic telluric effects in the ground that are polarizing cell membranes of everything from birds to bees to insects to everything. It's screwy. And they don't give a damn, and they'll say, oh, it's thermal effects and so on. It's over now, guys. The research is showing if you use a cell phone by the side of your head, you're very likely going to increase the rate of a thing called a multicentric astroglioma by causing polarizing changes to cell membranes, and you're going to get BOF, which means you're going to induce peroxynitrate and hydroperoxy radical. So what kind of devices do you have now? And you have various ones all the way up to the fancy ones I have and the simple ones, which I also have. But you can walk around your home and you can see if you've got a dimmer switch or badly set up wiring or something that's bringing in pollution, or you can have it coming into your home. People need to realize the human race and our biology is a dance between our genes and our epigenes. And our epigenes basically are controlled by the conformational change of protein caused by biophotons that come in from other cell membranes and what's called transducer proteins around the cell membrane surface. And if you get the wrong epigenetic signal, you're going to turn on atavistic genes that should never be turned on, and you're going to turn off genes that protect you. And these morons damn well know it, because if I was working for DARPA or some directed energy weapon facility, they'd be giving me an attaboy and tell you at the same time under their breath, if you talk about this publicly, we'll kill your ass. Okay? Now, I don't have any patience anymore for people who think they know more about this than I do and all the other experts in the world that have been doing this. If you want to have an argument with me, it's going to get ugly. And I'll give you so much science it'll be like a fire hose down your throat to make you understand we're in a desperate situation. Fukushima's horrible, but it's not on the side of your head. It's not 10 inches from your head in the head of your bed. It's not coming in the power line to your hairdryer. It's not being blasted everywhere you go into school. You know, the private schools in Europe, they won't even allow Wi-Fi because it screws up learning. It actually delays the formation of the final neural net and the microtubules that actually record final memory. Did you know that? Private schools in Europe and Britain, they won't allow them to have Wi-Fi networks in their school now. Isn't that amazing?
It is amazing, and it's amazing in how much common sense it makes and why we can't have that kind of common sense over here.
It's not common sense. The problem is we're not, listen, PhDs in America and engineers and doctors are not to be taught to be critical thinkers. They're usually reviewed by other people who aren't critical thinkers in the first place, so they get their PhD, I call a pile higher and deeper. So most of the stuff that's published is just trying to make sure that they continue to publish to maintain a position in a university or some group. The fact is, there's lots of honest researchers that are proven with scientifically valid ways of measuring it. They can't be disputed, and you don't need a double-blind placebo-controlled trial. When you do a section of a mouse brain and see holes in it, and you see upregulation with markers to show peroxynitrate damage to the brain cells and dropout of neuron astroglial brain cells, you don't need a double-blind placebo-controlled trial. Okay? So, what kind of equipment can you give people to protect them?
Sure. We have three levels of protection. We have architectural shielding. So, if you need to shield your room, you need to shield your windows, your walls, your ceiling. We have shielding films and curtains. We have shielding paints that you can put on the walls. So, if you need to shield your building, we can help you do that. We can do personal area shielding, so there are shielded canopies that you could put over your bed, for example, shielded bedding sheets and duvet covers and so on, shielded clothing, so that if you don't control your environment, you have to go out and around, you have to go to school, you have to go to the stores where they have this stuff, you can take your shielding with you. The third level of shielding then, of course, is to do something about the source. So if you have a source that you control, like your Wi-Fi modem or your cordless phone, if you're not willing to turn it off or throw it away, we do have shielding you can put on the device to reduce the microwave radiation and still allow the device to function. So we can help you with all three levels of reduction, whether you want to do the building, whether you want to do the people, or whether you want to address the source of the radiation. Regardless of what the source is, whether you control it, inside your home, or whether it's coming from outside your home, there's a solution, a practical solution that you can do. I would encourage you to reach out to us if it feels complicated or you're not quite sure how to begin. Reach out to us, and we'll be happy to help you guide you through it.
Yeah, exactly. Now, so we can get all kinds of levels, all the way, by the way, nutraceuticals. We're trying to stop the ion channels, the most powerful anti-calcium channel blockers, magnesium, L3 and 8 for the brain and central nervous system. We have adaptogenic things like our mood elevator, Positol. We have nutraceuticals that will actually stop peroxynitrate and hydroperoxy radical, because these enzyme induction things produce hydroperoxy, nitroperoxy, and signaled oxygen. They interfere with normal ion channels and transport minerals, so you start getting mineral deficiencies that actually start silencing genes. So the primary thing about aging is the black keys on the keyboard of your genetics are the minerals. And if you don't have a mineral transported to the particular place in your nucleoplasm to actually turn on genes, you don't get the structural proteins or enzymes, and that means you get gene silencing. You either get them turned on or they actually get turned off. And one of the primary effects of stressing a cell and blocking ion channels is you get mineral deficiency and gene silencing. Very scary. So what these children are suffering from is what I call BOF, brain on fire. Stacked vaccines, GMO food like soy oil, cooking, defrying things, Wi-Fi networks, heavy metals like lead that's still blown all over the country from the 70s. Chicken, for example,
gasoline.
Chicken feed that's laced with arsenic. Unless your chickens are free-range organic, they all have arsenic. And I pick it up on a QRMA test or stock red blood cell analysis when I do a consultation with people. And literally every week I say, oh yeah, I have arsenic. You're a chicken lover, right? Oh yeah, I have chicken 4 nights a week. I think, okay, you're eating chicken from a grocery store where the chickens are eating feed laced with arsenic. And then you add on top of this the most nasty layer of all, which is epigenetic biophoton pollution. You know, we call electrosmog. Now you're really getting screwed. And on top of that, you got Fukushima Daiichi giving you radiotoxins in your food, air, and water. And you just love filter feeder fish. You like sucking up them clams. You like having that, you know, swordfish that's whipping across the open oceans in the North Pacific where the ocean has become radiologically a desert. And you wonder why your health is going down the toilet and you're turning diabetic or hypertensive or you're going into terminal heart failure. Heart failure, by the way, is interesting because of radiotoxins, caesium, which blocks the normal ability of magnesium to stop calcium ion channels, is increasing 400% faster than any other heart disease, heart failure. And that's because of radiotoxins. That's because the smart meter is causing ion channel failure due to unopposed calcium activity. Isn't it interesting?
Yeah, it's tragic.
And the problem is people don't realize it causes small for dates babies, it causes dementia, it causes heart failure and cardiac arrhythmias. And that's just the start. And then you get what we call accumulative mitochondriopathy, where the mitochondria start to fail. Then they produce a lot of free radicals. And then free radicals literally cause insulin resistance, prediabetes, hypertension, vascular disease, etc. So there's a link here and there's markers. People say, well, you can't measure that. I said, you're talking to Diego, man, I can measure almost anything. With blood tests, genetics, epigenetics, organic acids, quantum biology like the bioplasma machine or QRMA, no, you're wrong. You're very, very wrong. We can measure these. We can measure organic metabolites, for example, from your brain. If you got autism, there's certain metabolites that are going to show up in your blood, in your urine, and inside your cells like platelets. So when people are exposed to electropollution, our QRMA test, for example, picks it up on your bioplasm, on your biophotonic signature of your cells. Do you know that? Our QRMA, quantitative resonant magnetic analysis, it actually shows it. Now, can you reverse it? Yes, you can take nutraceuticals, you can take things to shield you, and you can start to kind of reduce your load or your dosage. But if you're getting fried constantly all day long and you think you're going to have healthy biology, you're delusional. Because we're experimenting, I would call it 320 million guinea pigs in America. And it's not just here. It's Canada, Germany, elsewhere. The Karolinska Institute, by the way, took a turn against, Dr. Ole Johansson.
Yeah, Ole Johansson.
Yeah, and Ole literally lost his position at the Karolinska because they got so embarrassed over the fact he was saying, and he had all the proof for 45 years of research. This guy had been doing it for decades and decades. And they were freaked out by the fact he was showing that most of the industry and even the government offices were frying the heck out of the people and frying women and men and causing all kinds of problems. Why do you think dementia is increasing so rapidly? It's the same reason why we have increased autism. You cause BOF in a person that's 45 to 65, 70, and you can't call them autistic. You can call them demented. But it's the same process. Interesting, hey? Get a hold of Emil de Toffel. Go to the links in the front of NutriMedical.com. Get informed, find out, and stop thinking that this is not a danger, you're wrong. It is.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Do you know what's in your body soap? Well, I didn't know the answer until about 5 years ago when I looked at the label of my soap and was shocked to see all the chemicals. For my entire life, I had been assaulting the largest organ of my body, my skin, and to think my children were using it too. Well, a lot has changed since then. Today, my family and I operate Stone City Farms, where we make and sell all natural goat milk soap using fresh goat milk from goats we raise on our farm. Our mission at Stone City Farm is to produce high quality, all natural goat milk soap for people who want a fresh, unrefined natural product. At Stone City Farms, we offer scented and unscented soaps and a signature line of gift sets customizable to your needs. To see what our customers are saying, go to stonecityfarm.com. Use the code NATURAL for a 20% discount. That's stonecityfarm.com, code NATURAL for 20% off your order. You never know what could be hiding in your soap.
To the NutriMedical Report. I was, you know, diligently working to catch up on a lot of consults. I had a giant tsunami of them here recently. And I want to kind of give you some of the complexity of some of these cases. We're trying to use Kraft nutraceuticals, at least what we call phase number one, to try to get people well without polytoxic polypharmacy. And that's a big job, but we can do it. It's doable. And if we look at the consultations I've done recently, some of these there's a lot of science behind them. I often will just list them. For example, I just recently had a simple question with someone that wanted to know how to treat GERD, or gastroesophageal reflux disease. The first thing you do is GastroHeal, Zinc-Carnosine. We bring, the technology was originally developed in Japan, but we have our own manufacturer here in Florida. And the GastroHeal is Zinc-Carnosine. It turns off inflammatory changes in the stomach. It works for regular acid reflux disease or hiatal hernia. It also works for even Zoller-Ellison syndrome, which is a gastrinoma that produces excess pepsin and stomach acid. IBS care. This is a slow-release gut-release carnitine that normalizes the peristaltic waves of the myenteric plexus of your bowel. So your esophagus doesn't crawl up or push waves of acid and food back up your esophagus and crawl into your chest and then shoot it up in the back of the pharynx. Neutrumune. This is immunoglobulins that heals the tight junctions and it protects the walls from infection and invasion. Because a lot of times there's invasive pathogens. So we start off with things like Allicin Med, capsules 3 times a day, Neutridine, 15 drops 3 times a day, and Silver 100, the only ionic silver that's 100% in its lethal form. Then you want probiotics to recolonize the gut. Living Probiotic, a capsule twice a day. Berberstatin, 2 caps twice a day. And if your budget permits, we add the Living Probiotic Ultra, which is the Howard Youth strain, the most powerful probiotic on the planet, and, of course, the Neutridine. Now, I get all kinds of different variations on these when I have consultations. Very often I get very nasty cases of cancer of different types, some of them solid, some bloodborne, etc. The very first and most important nutraceutical that you want is Malignant Arrest, a packet twice a day, and a ketogenic alkaline diet. It's often amplified if you add it to mild hyperbaric oxygen with ozone therapy, but you need to be on a ketogenic diet and testing with keto sticks to make sure you're slightly ketotic, and Malignant Arrest, and it shuts down the sugar metabolism of tumors tremendously and starves them out. Elagic Acid, which is an apoptogenic agent to take and repair DNA of damaged cancer cells or precancer cells, or make them go through programmed cell death, Malignant Block, and high-dose Power C. We're talking about at least 9 capsules to 12 capsules 3 times a day, and you can make a smoothie and full vitamin K2, and for every 3 Power C, you take 1 vitamin K2 or Minoquinone 7. Also, if it's things like a brain cancer, we want to add Brain Mag to stabilize the calcium ion channels, which are unopposed, and Cell Defense Plus, which is an amazing formula of curcumin. It's one of our most important new breakthroughs is this particular form of Cell Defense Plus that will actually get rid of cancer cells, we call cancer mother cells, and actually make cells of DNA repair or stem cells to differentiate. We also have a nutraceutical called Oncomycin or Myco-D2, and it's a mushroom-based with ergothionine D2 that's very important for fighting cancer and actually will turn precancerous and early-stage cancer cells back to normal. And boost your immune system to fight them. Nutra Defense, this is the most powerful antioxidant, the polyphenon, with the natural killer cell activity amplifier to find the cancer cells and get rid of them. You want to actually reheal the damaged tissue, phospholipids, and that's Omega Supreme Krill with astaxanthin. And we have 2,000 micrograms of astaxanthin per soft gel compared to 17 micrograms in Mega Reds, which is advertised everywhere. Neurogen, again, this is for the brain, particularly for solid organs. And cell detox, glutathione, and selenium cruciferate. It turns out a lot of cancers are producing a high amount of free radicals in the tissue, and you want the minerals to help heal, and that's Vitamin Max and Minerals Plus. Now, I do further layers of care, especially for cancer, with gene-based cancer therapies, and there's labs that will actually take a biopsy or blood test and look at the genetics of the cancer. The use of mild hyperbaric oxygen and ketogenic diet. Lymphocyte activation therapy clinics, and there's clinics which are both inside the U.S. and outside that will actually do lymphocyte activation. They take the tumor, study the RNA, and actually can create a lymphocyte activation, grow them in a lab, and then give them back to you to fight the cancer. So there's all kinds of variants, and I used to say interact with other people around the world. Periodontal disease, bone generator, 3 to 6 caps, half hour after the 2 largest meals, Allicin Med to get rid of the nanobacteria, Hydro Floss with Neutrodyne to floss those particles out and kill off the nanobacteria, GastroHeal and CoQ10 Ubiquinol to heal the gums and tissues.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party property, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
If your home has hard water and it's leaving white spots, then it's likely that limescale is clogging your pipes. Limescale can cost hundreds of dollars a year in wasted energy and early appliance breakdown. HydroCare systems available at Wave Home Solutions prevent and remove limescale with just a simple filter change every 3 years. There are no salts, chemicals, or magnetic coils. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, just go to bestwater123.com. That's bestwater123.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds of thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
To the NutraMedical show, and it's great to have you back, Karen.
Hello.
Last week, I think we had Campbell. I've been making some further contacts with some of our research labs and facilities, such as Regenerex at the Wake Forest University in North Carolina, and also contacts with other places, such as the University of Wisconsin, on 3D organ printing. And they're doing pretty good with printing things like bladders and blood vessels and so on. But they're using an inferior product to actually do it that's FDA approved, which, you know, by the way, the FDA are, you know, they're, if you want to call it reverse talent, almost like, you know, a negative IQ, where somebody's a super genius, but their IQ is minus 4,000, these guys get it. They're really idiots. And, of course, they approve drugs that are dangerous and toxic. They let drug companies get away with quarterly profits that are screaming at the same time they're killing or injuring people. And they allow research scientists to use technologies which are inferior, so they're not going to ever get proper 3D organ printing. And I'm working, I want to get a specific version of this Mountain Red Velvet used for 3D organ printing, but you can print your own organs right now and just take it. I mean,
exactly.
When I was getting creaky joints, I started taking, I got a bottle on my desk, in fact, I'm just shaking it right now, Mountain Red Deer Velvet. And you should have a little caption below it. Toner for life. Toner to rebuild.
Exactly.
I tell people, nobody is, if I was going to write a little book about anti-aging, I put the title of the book is, Everybody's a 7-year-old. Now, if your kids are less than 7, they're not 7 yet. But once you're 7, you're never older than a 7-year-old, because all your tissues in your body, except for a few neurons and memories you pass on to your from your previous clone self, is basically you're as old as a 7-year-old. And if you don't have the proper toner, biomolecules and epigenetics to control it, and they're being jammed up by things like Wi-Fi networks and radiotoxins, you're not photocopying yourself into the future very well. So if your toner is crappy, you're going to make a bad copy of yourself. Now, that means bad copy of your joints, so they go dry and they start to rip themselves apart and need joint replacement. That means brain cells drop out or you don't form a myelin sheath. That means your liver doesn't get healthy, so you can't detoxify. It means your heart can't create new mitochondria or what's called cardiomyocytes, so you have a nice contractile heart or blood vessels so that you're pumping your blood and perfusing your tissues. Your skin, hair, and nails looks like crap because you're not only wrinkled on the outside, you're wrinkled on the inside because things are falling apart. Now, when you take Mountain Red Velvet, you don't just look better, you are better. I mean, it's a sneaky cosmetic thing. Somebody says, what are you taking? You mean you're ex-old? You've got to be kidding. I mean, if somebody looks at my skin, I'm 64 and a half. I don't have any wrinkles. None. Except for a crease across my forehead I call my worry line, which I had from the time I was 7 years old. Probably because my brain was kept on growing, my skull didn't like it, so it left a crease there. And just be funny. What people need to understand is that aging is really accumulative bad photocopying of yourself into the future.
Yes.
And gene silencing, which is mineral deficiencies, by the way, the minerals are going to be in organic chelate and Mountain Red Velvet, structural proteins, enzymes, transducer molecules attached to your cell membranes to transmit biophotons to tell your DNA what to do and which genes to turn on and off. Mountain Red Velvet, we literally could study it for centuries before you know everything about what it does. You know, there's 8 different classes of biomolecules in this. And
yes.
I'm sure that if you've studied all of them, you go, whoa, you can write an encyclopedia, and you just scratch the surface of what this combination of 396 biomolecules. And give an example. If somebody wants to lose weight, the magic formula for weight loss is the ratio of your blood insulin to your IGF-1. Now, what is IGF-1? Insulin-like growth factor 1 is made by your liver. When you impinge your liver with the IGF-1, it's in Mountain Red Velvet, which is great, or your liver makes it when you get a little microdose growth hormone. We actually have a microdose growth hormone, so you take 5 sprays, say 4 times a day, but you just get IGF-1 directly in Mountain Red Velvet. So if you're trying to lose weight, one of the ways to lose weight is to take one of these capsules.
And I think that's it, that there is no greater product that you can take today for better health, with 396 different active ingredients.
Right.
There's no one product that has those in them other than Mountain Red Deer Velvet.
Right.
So if there's something that you can take today to change your health, this is the product.
Yeah, exactly. In other words, and you can't get this because you're going to have an organic diet, or you've got mineralization in your soil. And I tell people, get the MG12 oil and put indium. In fact, we've got a new form of indium we're working on. It's even more bioavailable than the current one. It's great for anti-aging. It turns out these biomolecules have all kinds of interesting effects you wouldn't expect. Like people say, I start taking, my brain works better. My congestive heart failure is reversing. I got a consult last night. I worked between 1 and 4 a.m. this morning in a burst of energy to answer many, many consults to doctors and patients all over the world by email. Really complex cases like dilatory cardiomyopathy, where somebody's got 15% cardiac index left. Their knuckles are already rapping on the door of death. Okay, and then they want Dr. Deagle resurrected because their dumb doctors haven't got the faintest idea how to reverse this other than a heart transplant.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's
okay? Now, when we start them off with nutraceuticals, like Mountain Red Velvet, we actually rebuilding the heart muscle. Okay, and there's a number of other things we need to give them, like our special propionyl, carnitine, CoQ10, CoQ10 ubiquinol, mitochondrial catalysts, etc. But you got to understand, if you don't have the building blocks, you can't rebuild anything, you know? Like that Field of Dreams movie, you know, Kevin Costner, if you build it, they will come, you know, the ball stadium. You got to have the building blocks. Yeah, you got to have the building blocks. Toter for life is one of my terms that I like to use. I think I can even hear a train coming.
A train?
Is that a train in New Zealand or is that a train up in Minnesota? It's probably up in Minnesota.
We have a train here.
No, it's not here. It must be in the studio or somewhere between here and there. Maybe there's an open mic and there's a train whipping past the studios in Burnsville, Minnesota. Or wherever. Ooh. No, I know it would be Austin, Texas. Right, Austin, Texas.
There you go.
They have a train down in Austin.
No trains there. Down here. We are.
Oh, you don't have trains there. That's really cool.
Not where we are, no.
That's really rural. No trains.
I know.
That's really cool. So,
but we do have lovely boys who grow our very beautiful mountain red deer velvet, and that's what's available today.
I like to call them your boys. That's too funny. Your boys. I mean, and then they come down with these giant antlers, and I'm sure when they romp off after they lose 20 to 30 pounds of antlers, and it's non-traumatic. You mean you have a nice, you know, lightly darkened room, little pads come in and blow on the side to hold them gently. They don't get shot with xylazine like, you're going to have an anesthetic, by the way, dear.
No.
And it's traumatic. And like, I didn't know what an anesthetic is, but it probably means it's one step before death, and they're thinking, the deer's intuitive. It knows somebody's going to hit me with a gas I don't know, and I can smell taste awful. They're going to make me paralyzed, and then they're going to cut my stuff off my head. I hope I still have a head afterwards.
Nice.
And so what other people do, you know, other parts of the world like Russia and elsewhere where they do red deer, a lot of them are even just drawing blood and pulling off the IGF-1, which is stupid, to just take IGF-1 from their blood. It's like, are you kidding?
Yes, exactly. No, it is an absolute privilege to have our boys, and we treat them with the greatest of care, and they grow the best of deer velvet, and it's a reciprocal relationship. It's sustainable because the boys grow this every single year, and we nurture them and look after them, and that's how they grow this very best of product.
Yeah, tell us more about testimonies you've had from head to toe or head toe to head. Peripheral neuropathy healing, bone healing, inflammatory disorders, heart failure, dementia, liver regenerating after, you know, chronic hepatitis or traumatic chronic burn injuries. All these conditions are helping.
Exactly. We have lots and lots of people who say, gee, you've really changed my life. Thank you so much. I don't creak when I stand up anymore. I'm losing that lower back pain that I've had for years. I'm able to sleep now. My memory is so much better. I don't have to write those lists to go to the supermarket. I can bend down and pick up my grandchildren now without pain. I'm back out playing golf. And then we have right up to the professional athletes who we've got testimonials on our website about they're able to bench press more, they're able to lift weights, they're able to recover from injury, they're able to train harder for longer and recover quicker. So that's at the absolute extreme where people are putting their bodies as their careers and on the line every day for their sport. They're able to take mountain red deer velvet and train that bit harder and have that edge. But it is also applies to the mums and dads who are busy, they're working full-time, they've got children, and they need that energy boost. There is no greater product that you could take today to change your health. And as you say, you can't get this in a diet. You can't get this in any other product.
No. You can't even get another mountain red velvet product because they either put bone in there so they look white and say, why does my... I used to get mountain red velvet and it felt good, and now I'm taking the stuff that looks whitish gray. It's like, because you're taking antler. You're not taking mountain red velvet.
Exactly. Okay?
Antler may make you make better bones, but that's about it.
And that's it. There's many products on the market that purport to be deer velvet, and all we say is, if it's not mountain red, it's not from us, it's not grown with the greatest of respect for our boys, it's not 100% natural, there are no additives, no preservatives, no fillers.
Exactly. I like to use the term they are knockoffs or what I call hyphen ISH products. They're ish. Mountain red deer-ish products.
Ish. Exactly. And we own, you know, we supply to you, Dr. Bill. You have it there in America, so people can order online. They know that by buying off you, it is absolutely our product grown here in New Zealand.
Yeah, and we're working on trying to do some other things. We want to get these labs to make a 3D printing product. We want to actually get also a surgical company to make a version so we can make sheets and granules and even a nanoparticle version to be given by intravenous. If someone gets a bad injury or trauma, let's say an electrical injury, they're burnt from the inside out, or they've had a very bad disease, let's say a heart attack or whatever, wouldn't it be wonderful to start an intravenous infusion right after the heart attack of mountain red velvet to start regenerating their heart muscle so the zone of damage is minimized? And they should also be in a hyperbaric chamber. So then you got oxygen, you got the right building blocks. The tissue says, I can do this. You know, that's another thing that should be on the bottle. Your cells can say, I can do this. And I can heal.
I can,
okay?
Yes.
I don't care if I'm 82. I can heal. I can actually have a joint that has lubrication. I can actually have a tendon that doesn't rupture. I can actually have skin that doesn't tear when I bump into the door jamb. I can actually have hair that doesn't break when I roll over in the pillow.
Yes.
You know? People say, you're kidding. I say, well, have you talked to many 80-year-olds that are starting to fall apart? Or younger people? It's really scary when women say they're in their 60s and all of a sudden they say, I stopped having periods 2 years ago. I had no idea my skin was going to start getting all wrinkly. And all of a sudden I roll over in bed and my hair is breaking off. I'm thinking, whoa, you need Mount Red Velvet and maybe a few other things like Collagen Max. And they say, and they take it and they go, I can't believe it, Dr. Deagle. You saved me. You saved me. I'm saying, I didn't save you. Mountain Red Velvet saved you. What are you talking about? I just know about it, okay? So,
and that's it. And what we say to people is, try it. Try our product today and see what you think. And
well,
when you start
to feel
better.
Itself.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's it. And the, when people go on this product and they take it and they say, wow, thank you. For years I have had this pain. And what... A reminder about Mountain Red, it does heal. It does help the body heal. It doesn't mask pain. This is not a painkiller in terms of, a pharmaceutical product that can mask pain. This heals the actual injury. This gives you the energy to keep going. It is not a product that will hide the fact that you've got an injury and allow you to keep going and making that worse. This finds the injury and helps it heal.
Now, one of the things that's interesting, and I use this analogy with hyperbaric oxygen, it's not the healthy or reasonably healthy cells in your organs and tissues that are going to get you in trouble. It's the sick cells. It's like if you walked into a hospital ward and there were like 10 guys in a particular ward, and 8 of them were in pretty good shape and they were recovering from their surgery, but 2 of them were like either they had some major trauma, like they fell off a building, they got a big bad burn, they just got blasted with radiation or chemo, or they're 95 years of age and they're basically, they're not even digesting their food they eat, okay? It comes in one side, in their body in one end, goes up the other end, and there's like very little of it gets absorbed. If you all of a sudden provide the building blocks for those tissues of those weak cells and organs, they start to actually function like an organ again. So their brain starts to work better, their heart. Their digestive tracts, their enzymes start to actually build up, so all of a sudden they can actually digest their food. They can actually pump blood around their body and perfuse it. They can actually put a thought together and create a memory. How radical. And people say, it's not the well cells that get into trouble, it's the sick cells that are so sick they can't absorb the oxygen or the nutrients unless you put the oxygen under pressure or the nutrients in a bioconverted form in ways that the body either you're not getting even an organic diet, or can't manufacture since they were a fetus, you know?
Yes.
Maybe 80 or 90 years earlier when they're a fetus, they actually could manufacture some of these biomolecules, but not today. Now, if you put Mountain Red Velvet in there, all of a sudden their body says, I'm a fetus again. Yay, I can do this.
Exactly.
Yay for fetal life, you know? And people say, come on. He said, look, I said, you know what takes up more athletes? And they say, I don't know. Let's see. Oh, their contract runs out. No. Their body gets enough micro-injuries, they start rupturing shoulders, and their knees goes to hell, and they break bones, and they end up with chronic neuropathic pain syndromes, etc. They basically fall apart from micro-injury or macro-injury.
Yes.
And if you can keep an elite athlete, somebody that's really traumatic, like a martial artist is breaking boards with their hands, or a pro football player or baller, as they call down in Australia or New Zealand the Kiwis, where, you know, the most violent sports I know, the most violent sport of all is hockey. The next most violent is football. Now, we're not talking about American football. We're talking about no equipment, Australian rugby, Kiwi rugby. It's the most nuts sport. I'm thinking, you people were braided before you went on the field. Yeah. I see these guys clobbering into each other. There's giant quiz pushing against five or six guys, pushing in a big circle around something. I'm thinking, you guys like get off on causing serious pain to each other.
Exactly. And we
breaking
do supply
things.
A number of rugby players who, as you say, have put their body on the line week after week after week, and they do get injured. You know, we've got people with shoulder pain, lower back pain, muscle injuries in their legs, and strained this and strained that. And when they try our product and say, oh, gee, I'm healing better. I'm back.
Now, you know the problem. What the problem is, you see, these people are all from the northern reaches of northern Europe, where you survive by fighting after the wild animals, the fishing, or doing violent things in really horrible weather. And, of course, when the monitor cycles come with many ice ages, you had to come down and plunder all the peoples in southern Europe that basically still had food. So you have to have a proxy warfare where you injure your body and tear it all to pieces, because that's part of your genetics. That's how your ancestors survived. So if you're going to rebuild that body so you can actually still walk around when you're 50 or 60, or you have a few clues in your brain or your heart still works, and you're not blowing up with, you know, remember now, if you're taking Mountain Red Velvet, it's one of the things that will prevent you from turning diabetic. Or if you're fat, help you lose weight and help you loop your joints so you can actually move and exercise. Because if you can't move that bod, it's going to blow up. So a toner for life and welcome back to fetal life. How's that? Mountain Red Velvet. It'll keep you healthy. We got a couple more minutes here if you want to stay on for the next segment, Karen.
Sure.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Yeah. And so, Karen, when people want to start purchasing a Mountain Red Velvet, I will often, as an accompaniment, recommend they take Collagen Max. If they're for the joints, I'll give them Tendon Mender and Joint Performance. But the center post there is Mountain Red Velvet. If you've got, and I'm talking about hair that's breaking off, and look, and your hairdresser says, "My God, woman, what are you doing to your hair? Or, Dad, all your hair's breaking off, and you look awful. Why don't you just shave your head?" You know, that kind of comment. Or you notice that your skin is starting to, like, droop. The droopy skin thing, you know, or in your face or elsewhere in your body, you know, where gravity is taking over. That's because the tissues don't have elastin and hyaluronic acid. You start taking Mountain Red Velvet, the hyaluronic acid polymers in your skin plump up. You can't see the wrinkles anymore. Your skin doesn't break off when you bump into a door jamb when you're 75 years of age. I mean, it's real scary if you're in your senior home or if you're in your own home and you bump around and the lights are a little low at night and all of a sudden you say, "Oh my gosh, I'm bleeding, dear, all over the sheets." Yeah. It's because you bumped into your arm and your skin tore.
Yes.
You know, that's scary, man. It's like, uh-oh, I feel like one of the Christmas toys that got too old and now the stitching's going in the teddy bear's right arm's going to fall off.
Oh, gee. Yeah. And that's why, as you age, you do need to take something, you know, you do need to put those nutrients back. And you do need products like Mountain Red Deer Velvet to heal the body, to keep it working in its proper order. It helps to boost the immune system so that as we come into the different seasonal changes, that the body's ready for those. It can help the healing of those injuries that we've had for a long time and aid recovery if someone's, you know, had an illness and they are looking for that boost and getting back to good health. This is the product for them.
Yeah, yeah. Now, I think what people should start taking personal responsibility, if you submit yourself to allopathic doctors, and I like to change people's titles. For example, I call people with an MD people that actually are magnificent deities, okay? Or it may mean they want more dough, or they're more dumb, you know? And chiropractors of, doctors of chiropractic are doctors of critically narrow-mindedness, thinking moving the bones without talking to the muscles of the nerves is stupid. So you need to do a massage before you do chiropractic, and you need to do neuromuscular things before you think they're going to fix the bones and just pop them back into place, which eventually, if you don't fix the tensile strength of the ligaments and re-heal the joints that are now dry, you may temporarily help, but you're actually going to eventually cause what we call hypermobile chiropractic spine. Same way as you get herbologists say, "I'm just going to dump in this herb before it gets bioconverted to a form or absorption technology like our Cell Defense Plus so that it maximizes the healing." Curcumin, for example, is one of the most bioavailably powerful nutraceuticals on the planet. It's almost the least bioavailable. Now, when you take Mountain Red Velvet, it looks like this reddish powder. It's not gray and it's not white because it's not bone. It's a little fuzz on the antler. It's antler fuzz. Actually, I don't know if you'd sell it if you call it, "These are antler fuzz capsules."
Maybe not.
But that's what it is. It's antler fuzz. These little spiky little antler fuzz things are reddish. They have all these cool molecules in them. And your body, doesn't matter what form, whether you're a gerbil or a human or a horse, they're going to make you get better.
Exactly.
Get your antler fuzz today, Mountain Red Deer Velvet. As I say, photocopy yourself into a future you want, not one where you're falling apart. Or you're shuffling around, not seeing, your bones are breaking, your skin is drooping, your joints are hurting, you don't know when you had your last good bowel movement, your heart's not working again. As I say, you're falling apart. You don't want to fall apart. Take Mountain Red Velvet.
Exactly.
Thank you, Karen. Hope you had some fun. Hope you got informed out
you.
There. It's an important part of your life. Take it today to photocopy yourself into a bright future.
Okay. Homeowners, are you in foreclosure,
Karen,
expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction?
A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.